Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Thing to do. But first, Dirty Work Wednesday now, brought to you by Gordon Zedd, attorney at law. Get your dirty work handled at zedlaw.com.
Z104. Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Tracy.
Hey, Tracy, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
I need your help with a little investigating. I'm trying to make sure this guy I've been seeing isn't playing me.
Investigating. I like the way you put that. It almost makes what we do sound legit or something. Okay, so what is this guy's name?
Rob.
Okay, Rob. So tell us about Rob.
So Rob is a kind of player, I guess. He's a pharmaceutical rep, which is how I met him. I'm a nurse. He comes back to our hospital all the time. He usually takes us nurses out to lunch and stuff. But last month, we had a day where he took us out and my shift was actually ending. So instead of going back to the hospital, I sort of hung back and we ended up talking and having drinks. And I found out he had just gone through a really bad breakup. So I sort of felt bad for him. And I told him he needed somebody to talk to. And, you know, if he did, I was always around.
So I'm assuming he got your phone number then.
Yeah, he did. Actually, we went out again that weekend, and we've been dating each other since then.
Okay. So now why do you want us to investigate him? Is something shady going on?
Well, I tried to keep the whole dating the drug rep guy thing a kind of secret, but it's literally impossible when you work at a hospital. So everyone found out. And almost immediately, all of my coworkers are like, I would be careful. He's a total player. I'm worried about you. I mean, not one person was like, hey, congratulations.
So all your coworkers don't trust this guy.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Is that why you want us to investigate? Or is there like something else, something specific?
Okay. So I was at his place 2 weekends ago. And for once, I actually had my phone charger on me. So I was in his bedroom looking for somewhere to plug it in and looked down behind his bed for an outlet, and I see this zipper on the ground.
Did you say zipper? You found a zipper?
Yeah, a zipper.
Like in the wall or under the floor? Like, can you unzip his carpet or something?
No, it wasn't the entire zipper. It was just the part you pull on. Like, it broke off, the little pull tag.
Oh, okay. So you found part of a zipper.
Yes. But, I mean, the problem is it looks like it came off a woman's dress or something.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. So almost like he was, okay, maybe taking a woman's dress off, and then the zipper popped off, and then you never found it.
Yes, okay. Exactly. So, like, at first, I didn't make a big deal out of it. I just popped up and was like, hey, here's part of a zipper, I guess. And he looked at it and goes, oh, yes, this came off my gym bag.
Oh, okay. So, problem solved, then?
Well, no. This didn't look like a gym bag zipper. It looked like a woman's dress zipper.
There's different zippers?
Nick, you're married. If I showed you a zipper off a woman's dress and a zipper on your gym bag, you would know which one it is right away. Come on.
I guess. Okay, so you're suspicious because of the zipper thing.
I mean, a little, yeah. Okay. I mean, is that crazy?
No, it's not crazy.
I mean, I think we've built cases on worse evidence in the past. I remember one girl was at a guy's place and she found like a blonde hair in a hairbrush, and she was a brunette. So, and that was all the evidence we needed. So, all right. So you want us to put Mr. Playboy drug pusher to the test here?
Yeah. I just don't want to find out he's playing me. That's all. You know?
Use that term again. I don't want to be played. How late 90s of you to say that. Okay. So we have his number, correct?
Rob's. Yeah, I have it.
Okay. Why don't we start with a text? Natalia, why don't you send him a text saying, like, maybe just put, like, I know this is random, but my favorite dress is missing the zipper, and the last time I wore it, I was with you. You didn't happen to see it anywhere, did you? Let's send that text and see what he says back. And then, Tracy, if he responds with something like, yeah, I found it, then we'll ask him to call us when we come back, okay?
Okay, so what do you need from me?
We need his number, and we need you to sit tight while we text him during the commercial and wait, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, sit tight, everybody. I'm very curious to see how this goes when we come back next. Okay, so we texted Rob, and he did text back. So first of all, Natalia, what did you say to Rob in your text?
Hold on, let me pull it up. I said, I hate to bother you. I know this is random, but my favorite dress is missing the zipper, and the last time I wore it was with you. And so I asked, you know, did you happen to find it anywhere?
Okay, Tracy, just a heads up, he did text back. Do you want to hear what he said?
Yes.
Okay, so he said, actually, I just found it last week. And he asked, you know, do you want it back?
So at this point, there is somebody, okay? And we can probably find out who, if you want. What we can do is we can text him back. Can you call me at work real quick? And then what we'll do is we'll give him our request line. And then when he calls, we'll go on live with him and ask how to direct his phone call. And then what usually happens is they give us a name. That's all if you want us to do this, Tracy. We don't have to. It's up to you.
Oh, no. I'd like to know who this person is.
Okay. So, Natalia, send that question real quick. Basically, quick, like, hey, can you call me at work for a sec? It'll be super quick. And actually, give him the hotline number to the studio so we know when it's ringing, it's him.
Okay.
And then, Tracy, if he calls back, we're just going to cut the next song off and pick him up live, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let's play a song here. This is probably a good one. And then we'll do this as Natalia texts that message. And as soon as the hotline rings, we're cutting it off and we will go back on live. Okay, so the hotline is ringing. So just ask him how he wants his phone call directed, like who he's calling
for. Okay, got it.
All right, ready? And go.
Good morning. Thanks for calling. How may I direct your call?
Mindy Green, please.
Okay, hang on a sec. By the way, is this Rob?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, she told me you were going to be calling, and she just ran to the bathroom, so she told me to stall for her for a sec. So, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So, how do you know Mindy?
Well, we're old friends, I guess you could say.
Something tells me it's more than that.
No, not really. She's actually friends with my wife. They went to college together.
Wait, hold on. Did you say she's your wife?
Oh, boy.
Mm. Hello?
Wait, hello?
Yeah, did you say you were f***ing married?
Wait, who is this?
This is the person you've been screwing every Friday for the past 2 months. Are you f***ing married or not?
Okay, so Rob is gone. Tracy, you said you've been going to his place every Friday?
Yes! He's not married!
Oh, girl, come on. He's married. He's just really good at hiding it.
When you go to his place, is it like a house, a condo, an apartment?
It's an apartment.
Okay. Do you happen to know what kind of vehicle he drives? Like, is it a car? Is it a truck?
He drives a Range Rover.
Okay, so listen to me. If he's driving a Range Rover, then that apartment is obviously some kind of second property that he uses when he wants to get away from his wife.
Yeah, I was thinking that,
like,
too.
Where is this apartment? What city?
Virginia Beach.
You think he's got, like, a little secret bungalow that he uses to take his women to?
Oh, my God, 100%.
Yeah, I guess it's not a bungalow. It's a bangalow.
Ugh.
So, well, look, Tracy, I mean, you called it yourself. You said it. He's a player, and he was playing you, to use your term.
Oh, my God. I just feel so stupid right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.